Hello, if you've just joined us, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris, with me Sharad Kutin. Last Friday on the show, we spoke to Datuk Sri Nancy Shukri, the Minister for Tourism, Arts and Culture, about the impact of the pandemic, not just on the tourism industry, but also on the creative economy. Now, in that interview, the minister had denied that the arts sector is being sidelined over a focus on tourism. So tonight on the show, let's hear from those in the arts and cultural sector. Joining us on the line now, we have Izan Satrina Muhammad Salahuddin, founder of Malaysia's Cultural Economy Development Agency, or better known as Cendana. Izan, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
What feedback, Izan, have you heard from industry players following the minister's interview last Friday?
Well, I must say I didn't realize how exciting it is to be on a discussion with you and Sharad. But look, YB Minister Datuk Sri Nancy has only been recently appointed, approximately 8 to 9 weeks, give or take, in this position. So she's new in this portfolio. But yes, there has been a buzz of comments, feedback, frustration, anger, and a lot more being voiced out on social media. And recently, I think today, in the press and radio too. So I will not dive into the sentiments that they've raised regarding YB Minister, but I will put emphasis on the other feedback the artists have raised, that the arts have been hit hard. We have been hit hard too. And COVID-19 has come unannounced. We are dealing with something horrible, invisible, that we have no familiarity on, except that it brings death to us, to our loved ones, to the nation. And in these circumstances, businesses of different sectors worldwide, locally, have been hard. And we must not forget that the arts has been equally hit too. All public gatherings, performances, exhibitions have been cancelled or postponed in the interests of Malaysia's collective well-being.
Yeah, Izan, let's look at what Cendana has done. Cendana, for people who don't know, is part of or under My Creative Ventures, owned by the Ministry of Finance, but reports to the Ministry of Communications and Multimedia. So let's get very clear. I mean, you actually, through Cendana, had done a survey of the impact on the creative industry and the workers of the creative industry. Tell us a little bit about what you found and if you were surprised by what you found.
Sure. So a little few steps back, we've been launched in 2017. We're tasked to develop three sectors, performing arts, visual arts, and independent music in small and medium spaces, less than 500 packs, and in public spaces. So when MCOO had taken place on 18th March, we had quickly put together a survey, rolled it out, benchmarked it against a member of the International Federation of Art Councils and Culture Agencies, an outfit called Culture Venture, and we mobilized a survey that had 20 questions to measure the impact of the pandemic to our three sectors in the arts. Now, from the 519 respondents that have participated in the survey, between March 19th to April 9th, we have learned that 94% of the respondents were partially or fully dependent on the arts. On average, 93% were negatively impacted. 70% have suffered financial losses, and with 70%, they have lost most or all of their income, of approximately 500 to 1,000 to 5,000 a week. So when we estimated based on a rough percentage of what could make a universe for freelancers, we estimated the losses for art in the next 9 months to be almost close to 100 million.
Wow.
And
okay.
So that is even 5,000 pun besar, ni kan pula 100 million.
Izan, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I want to touch a little bit on that loss of income that you talked about. Now, what is Cendana doing or helping the arts and culture sector, especially in terms of perhaps monetary or even non-monetary support for the players within this industry?
Sure. So if we talk, or since we're talking about surveys, I'll just quickly bring the audience's attention to a survey that we are hoping to undertake in the next couple of weeks to measure the consumers, or rather audience propensity to visit or partake in the arts after MCO and the other restrictions being lifted. So over time, we want to understand, will Malaysians come back and participate in the arts? Will people attend more outdoor events than indoors? Will they attend more if there are smaller crowds? Will they attend if they know that the venue operates a rigorous sanitation protocol? So when it comes to things like this, then we'll understand and we'll be able to roll out other tools and subsidy programs for our artists. But when we talk about now, we've just rolled out a recovery package, I think a week or 2 weeks ago, that intends to stabilize the arts and culture sector. We have rolled out about 6 funding programs. One that is happening now is the Create Now funding program that hopes to support artists, collectives, and arts organizations. In a turnaround of 2 weeks, we're doing this bi-weekly rolling basis funding program that gives individuals 1,500 ringgit and collectives and art organizations 3,500 ringgit if they can incubate something virtual for us to incorporate onto our platform, or they can publish it on their platform. Tomorrow, we're rolling out two visual arts funding programs. One is Inspire, that intends to support career visual artists with minimum 12 years of experience to undertake a creative research program for about 2 months, and when they return, they can put up an exhibition or a publication together. The other visual art funding program is called Visual Arts Showcase Funding Program, and it supports artists to undertake an exhibition. So curators, collectives, visual arts galleries that operate in non-profit sort of modules or outside the commercial art gallery and museum framework are encouraged to apply for that. We support up to 30,000 ringgit for those doing the exhibitions. For the creative research, we support artists up to 15,000 ringgit and an additional 30,000 ringgit to do a publication or exhibition.
Right. If I can interrupt you, this is all wonderful stuff. I just want to know, do you have a full database of the individuals within the sector? Does the government of the day have that same database? Are they filling in the gaps? Are arts workers and creative economy workers visible to the government?
Wow, that is the soalan cepumas, Sharat. Does the government of the day have the database? I believe they do. I am made to understand that, for example, the Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture have a database of all NGOs nationwide. Whether they are active or not, I am not too sure. And whether they are assisting these artists now, I believe they are as well. I understand they have rolled out a series of competitions, as well as an e-market for crafts and artisans to do and sell their artwork as well during this period. For us, for example, we are identifying artists within Klang Valley to help them with food aid, 220 ringgit voucher, so they can put food on the table. And that's being funded by local foundations.
Izan, can I get your sense of a timeline for recovery for the creative economy, bearing in mind that the difficulties for the arts and culture sector is going to extend far longer, even after the MCO is lifted?
Well, I think when we talk about creative economy is a huge agenda, and it encompasses from creative content, whether it's film or animation and gaming, and then the other smaller segments that don't provide as much GDP and jobs compared to film and animation. And those are where the end of the tail here is the one that is going to take a longer time to recover. We are estimating about 18 months, and therefore why we are trying to devise a three-phase support program for the artists, whether it's a form of funding, whether it's a form of post-MCO and getting that back into spaces, whether it's about recharging the scene and subsidizing tickets and marketing all our artists and their programs, and then only once it's stabilized, we look into growing the seed again together.
Wonderful. Izan, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening. Appreciate your time as well as sharing your insights. Now, we're going to take a quick break. After this, we'll hear from Tiara Jacquelina, founder of the Infinity Group. Well, stay tuned to consider this.